The boys host the Dolphins tomorrow at Texas Stadium at 3:05. Don't miss the Dallas Cowboys postgame show immediately following the game on Cable Channel 38 TXCN and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And we're all married.
The time is 6:16.
Would you like to explain that one?
No.
I want to. So this girl walks into a bar.
Yeah. Right. She's gonna take. So she walks into a bar. Lesbos.
How much did she get for that?
She comes up to Reiner and she goes, "My boyfriend or whatever that guy is back there said that he would buy me 5 shots if I could give you a kiss." And so Mike,
it might be her husband.
So she gave me a little peck on the cheek, and
so
that was it.
Mike turns.
Well, y'all made out.
Mike turns his cheek so she can kiss him on the cheek, and she grabs him and wheels his face
right on
parallel to hers. Yeah, so they can have a lip kiss, and she just plants one on you
on the cheek.
No, right on your mouth.
On the buttock.
Michael,
I saw a little tongue. It was nice.
You did not.
Little Thanksgiving tongue.
I don't know if there was tongue, but it was definitely lip to lip.
Yeah.
It was not.
That was a lot hotter
than...
Man,
you guys are just blowing this up.
A lot hotter than Britney and Madonna.
God, Michael.
Yeah, that Britney's overrated.
Boy, she sure is.
I mean, she's a cute girl. But she's not just... I mean, Gordo and Junior just flip out over
not
her.
Not that great.
She will be naked in magazines in 2 years.
Well, yeah, we've already been over this.
Well, she will. I think our Britney the Ticket Chick's better looking than Britney Spears.
Tap on the break there, buddy.
What do you think about that?
I'm right there with you.
Definitely.
In fact, I think all ticket chicks are better looking than Britney Spears.
I do, too. She's not that great.
That's right. Including Precious.
And you know what? And she can't dance. That's the thing. It's one thing if you have, like, you got a girl who's got a sexy move or something. Mm-hmm. She doesn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Greg agrees. All right. We got to talk nostalgic music here.
Yes, we do.
We thought we were going to listen to George Fart.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do that, sir.
Should we listen to that now or save it for Fax Fodder?
Listen to it now.
All right, so this morning. You judge for yourself whether or not George farts when he's on the phone.
I didn't. That was my 3-year-old making noise.
With Junior and Grego and Gordo.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting its monetary support, and the guy who runs...
George! Well, that does sound like it.
You can keep playing it, psycho.
That is ridiculous. How old is Scotty?
He's 3.
There's no way that sound could come out of a 3-year-old.
He made it with his mouth.
No, uh-uh.
Wow.
That was clearly one of your bear expulsions.
No, he cleared things up. He said he just did that with his mind.
What?
Huh. Oh, so now he thought and made you fart.
All right, play it. I want to hear it one more time. Play it one more time. Oh,
here's what happened. I mean, and I have witnesses.
Who?
Well, Scotty and Kelly.
They're credible.
My wife is.
Is she?
Yes.
Because you don't do that in front of her.
No. No guy should.
Shouldn't they?
I mean, yeah, I will rip them. No doubt about it, like any other guy, but not in front of my wife.
No Dutch ovens in the Dunham household?
No, that's right out. I should never do that in front of a girl.
You know how much better your relationship would be?
No, it would, Rhines. Well, I can't talk to you. I don't know about
Why?
You.
Why?
Well, you had the God Michael incident.
God Michael.
You do that
but no,
her?
A guy should
no,
never do
I don't
that.
Do it in front of her. No.
A guy should never do that in front of his girlfriend or his wife. That's just out.
You want to hear it again?
And you shouldn't do it in front of your mom either.
No, that doesn't matter. Go
and
ahead.
You do?
Yeah.
In front of my
mom. I like to call it genius.
Oh, please.
Mighty.
Okay.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting is monetary support, and the guy who runs...
What is that? Boy, it does sound like
what?
It, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's too clear, though, because you have the phone held up to your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, what a bomb that would be.
Unless you had your legs pinned behind your ears.
Which I didn't. I would never do that in front of any woman.
With a lighter up to your butt cheek.
Right, trying to blue flame it.
That was me. That is amazing. Y'all ever seen that done?
Oh, Blue Flame?
Yeah.
Tell him it exists.
Ryder's never seen it.
Ryder doesn't believe it exists.
We did it for months when we were freshmen in college.
Do you know that?
The Blue Flame exists, man.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It does.
I've heard that.
I want to see a girl do it.
Gosh. You just said they don't do that.
Well, they don't. They don't.
That's not. But?
That's but. Why I want to see it. That will prove me. Prove to me that they do.
Prove two things that you don't believe.
Right.
Blue Flame.
Right.
It doesn't make that sound. Well, an explosion. Oh, gosh.
Now, George, I have heard that when doing that, if it goes back inside into your hiney, that you can't explode.
You'll blow up, yeah.
Spontaneously.
We've heard that. I don't know about that, but you can blow some flame out your rear if you want to.
Was it a George? He loves this.
I'm sorry, I got the laughs all of a sudden.
It is funny to see that happen.
Another thing that's
amazing
that you used to do, and I guess it was high school or college, is didn't you and Junior have the fart tape?
Yeah, we did have that.
You gonna claim that?
Yeah, we did.
And what was that?
Whenever you had one, you recorded it, and you did it
into a jam box.
Yep.
Now we had a stereo with a microphone.
Oh my God!
And we had this compilation tape that was, I don't know, probably 3 minutes long.
Like a resume tape?
Yeah.
No,
and
no,
we would crank it up. We had four speakers in our dorm room, and 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd just crank that thing up as loud as it
goes. Just laugh your ass off.
And for 3 minutes, you'd hear,
You just blast the fart remix?
Yeah.
Now, did you have like a little scale on it? Scale, George.
Well, you could tell them the VU meter, right. which was the best one.
The what meter?
The VU.
The VU
meter.
Oh, I thought you
said the PU.
No.
Well, I had that same tape in high school, George.
Did you?
I had to make copies of it for friends. They loved it so much.
Guys can't handle it, man. I don't know why.
It's funny.
But don't do that in front of your wife, girlfriend, or mom. That's right out.
Huh? All right. So 5 years ago. I think it was 5 years ago. It may have been six. I'm not sure when this was recorded, but all I know is Dunham and Miller had to work Thanksgiving morning, and Fernando took one of his 64 days off a year, and I had to fill in for him as Dunham and Miller's producer.
Because you were the producer of this show.
Right.
Yeah, so this one, Chris was still here, so it had to have been 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back. Mm-hmm. So, about halfway through the show, about 8 o'clock, George came in, and he goes, hey, man, why don't you, we had a guitar up there. I guess at that time,
we used
there was
to always
have
a guitar up there, yeah.
He goes, hey, man, why don't you write a Thanksgiving Day song? I was like, what? He was like, yeah, just write one.
Let's throw it together.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I'll try. And he goes, just something about, like, I don't know, Pocahontas or something. So, about 45 minutes later, I had the entire song penned, and I don't know the inspirato for the actual title.
Right.
I have no idea where that came from, but
I think I helped with the chord progression, too.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I think I did.
I mean, it's really tricky.
I don't know if you'd want to claim that, George.
But I think I uttered the first line, you know, Pocahontas was an Indian. I think that was... That was my only contribution to the song.
Okay.
I didn't make it a racial thing like you did, but I did contribute that.
Okay.
Well, it has become a Thanksgiving tradition here on the Little Ticket, the playing of this song. Oddly enough, we've been alternating years where 1 year we will play it live, the next year we will play a recorded version.
The original version.
Right, the original version. This year it is time for that original recorded version.
Now this song's supposed to be banned, isn't it, Mike?
For a while it was banned because someone with Indian heritage protested it.
Yes.
But, oh, that's right. I forgot about that. But
that protest,
Indian, though.
That protest right. has since been overturned.
Right. We can't play it in China, though. That's still banned over there in a lot right. of the Southeast Asian countries as well.
Correct. But that protest has since been overturned, and we are now very glad to have it grace the airwaves once again. Let's listen to the Thanksgiving tradition, Thanksgiving Loves the White Man.
Pocahontas was an Indian. She liked gravy by the ton. The white men said they slept in her bed and got giblets stuck in their tongue. Pocahontas was an Indian. She liked white men by the score. Legend says she was on the pill and her nickname was Fat Injun Whore.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's why Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back.
That's why.
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon crap.
No!
Sometimes little granny, well, she might get under our skin. That's when we grab her by the nape of the neck and we beat her with a rolling pin. Late at night when we're frisky and our wife, she has a sore back. Down some Cuervo and a bottle of gin and take our chances with Cousin Max. Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back. Eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap.
Oh.
Now the day is nearly over and I look at the setting sun. I wish Pocahontas was here right now so I could have a little Injun fun. She would be my little squaw and I would be your man. When I was finished with that Injun whore, I would smack her with a frying pan. Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back.
Oh, yeah.
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap.
Give it to me again.
Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. Eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon crap.
Whoa! It's a great song.
How abrasive is that?
It's abrasive, but you know the actual tune is pretty good.
Well, there it is. That is the one that got the Davidson Song Collection rolling.
Promotes domestic violence, but
right. still a good song.
Thank you. Thank
Taking
you very much.
Chances with Cousin Mac.
Yeah. All right, Fax Fodder is next.